And I can't even find this show on the guide when I researched it, but there it is on my DVR. And it's all about Prophecy USA and America's destruction and how a nuclear attack is imminent and that the rapture seems like it may occur right at or around the exact same time or right before this event happens. All the things I've been warning about. I didn't even record this. But it was on my DVR. And I said, God wanted me to see this as confirmation that a national ministry called Prophecy USA has been saying the exact same things as me. Now, I actually had heard of them before, but I didn't even know that they had a show where it could, and I can't find them on my guide. I did a search. I can't even find them to record them on my DVR because they don't show up anywhere, yet one of their shows showed up on my DVR. You make of that of what you will. Especially with it being a show specifically confirming everything that I have been saying. And I'm like, I guess I am supposed to do this show. The show I'm doing right now. Because I was at the same time I was contemplating doing this show when this occurred. This just occurred an hour ago, folks. Before I recorded this show. My show is recorded. So when you see it, it's not the time. It's not airing exactly live. But this occurred an hour ago from when I started recording this show. I haven't even gotten into anything. But I'm setting up because I told you it's going to be some bizarre stuff. I do believe America is about to be destroyed through God's judgment. And I think he's going to use our enemies, China and Russia. And it's all in the news. More than just China and Russia, Iran, North Korea, and others. I think the dragon has dual meaning and in Revelation. And the dragon can also be pictured as China. And I believe this one world government is forming to destroy America because it has to in order for it to form. But the Bible tells us that the church, or the Holy Spirit, we could say, holds back the Antichrist. But when he is removed, then the Antichrist and the beast system can truly come to power. And my better understanding of Revelation 18, which I won't go into, I've done it before, but I'm not going into it. My better understanding has really confirmed to me that the verse that says, come out of my people, seems like a rapture verse. And it appears it is saying, come out of my people before the destruction of this end time economic hub of the world, and then the one world government is formed. Well, we all feel like the one world government's about to be formed. Who is this economic hub of the world that's going to be surprise attacked and destroyed? Is there any signs that that could be America? Well, we are the economic hub of the world. Is there signs that people are plotting to destroy us? Yeah. Economically, physically, biological weapons, all of it. It's all right there in the news. So it's all right there in front of us. And I think you can all sense it. So here's some bizarre things. I also, and I don't know why, this only occurred to me a few months ago, but I've been having this pressing feeling that my life is a reflection of America, strangely. That it was no accident when I was born, the year I was born in. I was born in America was born in 1776. I was born in 1976, the bicentennial year, 200 years. I'm named after American patriots. My middle name, I'm not going to go into my middle name. I was going to be, if I was a girl, my mom told me, be named Liberty. Liberty would have been my name if I was a girl. I was born to be an American patriot, it seems, destined to be. But I think I really was destined to be by God. And even with the sickness, I'm fighting cancer. I feel like, man, I am a reflection of America, man. The sickness in America is bringing us down. I just want to make it to the rapture. That's what I've told God. And I hope that I actually get better as we get closer to it. That's what I've really been asking for. I don't want to be in misery. A lot of people don't know, but I have severe pain. And it's miserable. And I have difficulty walking because of the pain. I walk with a cane. I know you can't tell any of this stuff. I seem totally normal when I'm on the show, but trust me, if you met me in person, you would know, oh, wow, Ben really is suffering. But you can't tell when I'm doing my shows, and I don't really want you to because I don't want it to be a focus of the show, for sure. So the point is I feel like my life seems to be reflecting it, and then it occurred to me, my goodness, my birthday is the fall equinox. And I keep telling people this fall. And I wrote a book called We Will Know the Season back in 2010. Why is it called We Will Know the Season? It was all about, and it's a free book. You can look it up. It's free online. If you type in We Will Know the Season, Ben Armstrong, hopefully it pops up and Google hasn't blocked it. You can find the website. You go to the bottom of the little website and you can either download it for free or just read it. Click on it and read it right there for free. It wasn't meant to be sold. It was meant for people to know what's about to happen, that we'll know the season of Jesus's return, that the Bible is clear that no one knows the day or hour, but we'll know the season. And I take that literally. We will know the season. And I have come to believe that that season is this fall. I have many reasons why, and I don't have the ability. I have seen other prophecy people that have never said anything like that before on national prophecy shows saying this fall is very possible, that God has been speaking to them, and they are feeling that way, and it has blown me away. But I have timelines that I have looked at through the book of Daniel that have led me to this timeline too, but I can't get into that. It's too complicated. The point is I really feel that this fall was something to watch for, and notice everything still is building up as if America is about to go into some sort of destruction. So if that's the case, take away the bizarreness of some of the things that I am saying. Just the political, what's in the news, and how Russia keeps threatening to blow us up with nuclear weapons. China is threatening to go to war with us. North Korea is threatening to blow us up. Iran is threatening to blow us up. Those are the ones that are the most verbal. Who knows who else will be in with them? I'm sure Cuba will be with them and a whole bunch of others. Smaller nations that will be with them. So you have all of that. And it looks like it's going to be the end of the Western world, not just America. The end of the Western world, because you'll have a communist-style one-world government, but worse than communism. If the one-world government comes in, they're going to have full digital currency, because the American dollar will be gone. And what does that mean? That means they can control every single aspect of your life. It will not be fun. They will take money from your bank account if you disobey. China already does this kind of stuff, but it will be way worse than even what China does at this moment, because there will be no one there to stop them. If they are able to get rid of America and form their one world government, for sure, they will control every aspect, if you're living through it, of your money. And they, if you don't obey, you get a certain amount of bread. They'll give you that livable wage and a certain amount of meat. You go into the grocery store, because it's a cashless society, it's worse than that. They'll know if you bought meat, and they'll say, well, that's it. You go to try to buy meat the next time, you don't have cash, you can't buy it. You go to checkout, denied. You get one piece of meat this week. That's what you get. You get 1 gallon of milk for whatever period of time. Who knows what they will do? The point is they can control it all. It will be their money loaned to you, and you can use it if you obey everything that they say. If you don't, then you're kicked out of the system and you can't buy or sell anything. This is called the Mark of the Beast. You know, the Mark of the Beast says that you will not be able to buy or sell without it. The digital currency would be a Mark of the Beast system. It's a digital currency system, clearly. You will be kicked out. And you can't get food. You can't, if you're going to follow Jesus Christ and not obey them as God, you will be kicked out. This is why you better hope that you have escaped all of this. You better hope that you have turned your life and gotten right with God, because I believe Jesus will rapture his church out of this, and then all of this is going to occur. I used to not think that, just so you know. I used to think more of a mid or pre. I used to say, well, I don't know, and I really, obviously nobody really knows. But as we have lived the end times, we're living it. And as things are being fulfilled in the Bible, they become clearer. And as it's become clear, I have become convinced because of Revelation 18. My expertise in Revelation 17 and 18 has given me the clear understanding now. It's so clear to me that there will be the come out of my people moment before the destruction of America. It says, so you do not take part in her sins and in her punishment. Well, I mean, if you interpret it as come out of my people, like we're supposed to flee in this day and age, there's no place to flee to. It can't be saying come out of my people, but it doesn't tell you where to go. It has to be God calling his church out. It has to be. I've always thought that was a rapture verse. Even when I was a little kid, I just didn't understand how it was a rapture verse. I just thought, that's weird. Why is there a rapture verse at the end of Revelation? Hasn't the rapture already happened? Because it's talking about the tribulation already occurring by the time you get to chapter 18. But that's because you didn't know that it's not in chronological order. Revelation is broken up basically kind of like in four parts. You could say three or four parts. But it goes in order, then stops, resets, goes in order, stops, resets, and goes in order, and it comes at different perspectives. So when you get to Revelation 17, you're actually starting at the beginning again. Before, and it makes it clear because it says that the one world government hasn't been formed. The dragon with the crown, or the 10 horns, you probably have heard of that, the dragon with the 10 horns, even if you're not a huge Bible person. The one world government, that representation, has not yet received its kingdom. It says that on chapter 17 as it's going in. So that's telling you we're resetting. I'm taking you to when before the one world government has been formed, here's what's going to happen right before the one world government has been formed. And then it tells you in 17 and 18 exactly what's going to happen right before the one world government is formed. That's what it's doing. So it's not in exact order. So that's why when in 18 you have that come out of her my people verse that you will see in there if you ever read it yourself, even though it's in the back, that actually is a verse that would be occurring before the tribulation even begins. That would be a pre-rapture. And I think this fall, when, like I said, I wrote the book, We Will Know the Season. I think I know the season, and I think it's this fall. Now, I could be totally wrong because I'm a human being. And if I'm wrong, then I will be, A, disappointed. I'm fighting cancer, and I will say, well, maybe I won't make it to the rapture. I believe I can make it if it's this fall. And I've always prayed that to God that I would, and this is part of the reason why I think my life is a reflection of it. I've felt like I am the old man who begged God to see the Messiah with his own eyes. He didn't have to see the Messiah with his own eye. He already believed the Messiah would come. But he was an old man, and Jesus was brought in as a baby, and he got to see the Messiah with his own eyes, and then he knew he could go and die in peace. I have always believed I would make it to the rapture, and I have begged God that I do make it to the rapture, because it's a blessing. It's a huge blessing, and I want to experience that blessing, because not everyone who lived will get that experience. And I want it. I want the blessing. I've always wanted it. I've always desired it. God has never told me, okay, just like I don't believe God ever told that old man, all right, I'm going to let you see the Messiah. I just think the old man in faith believed God probably would let him, and he hoped, and then when it happened, he was overjoyed. That's what I am. I believe I'm going to make it to the rapture. I believe it's going to happen, and I believe it's going to happen soon, and I'm going to be overjoyed, and if I don't, I will be greatly disappointed. But that's all right. People get disappointed. That doesn't mean my disappointment can't happen. Well, how do you survive all of this if America is destroyed? You need to not take this as a joke. You need to get saved now and ask Jesus to come into your heart and to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you, and that his blood will wash you as white as snow, and that you truly believe he died and rose again. And it's not the knowledge, because you can know, even Satan knows he died and rose again. You can say, oh, I believe Jesus died and rose again. Yeah, but did you give your life over to him? Did you repent? Did you turn your whole life over and say, I'm turning away from my sins. I give you everything and I will follow you. I'm now yours. Have you done that? That's what it takes. That's repentance. If you just have the knowledge and then you continue on living your life just as you always have, you haven't repented from your sins. You haven't even rejected your sins. You're still living in your sins. Therefore, you haven't even gotten forgiveness from your sins. You just think you do. You said you were sorry, but God didn't give you forgiveness because you never truly repented. Repentance is the turning away from sins. You repent by showing, I'm not